Catullus 84 is an elegiac couplet dedicated to mocking an annoying orator named Arius. Arius has the tendency to heavily over-aspirate his speech in order to make himself sound more educated than he really is, which Catullus points out in the case of saying kohmoda instead of komoda, and hinsidias instead of insidias. Arius believes that he's a great speaker because of this, and so speaks this way as often as possible. Catullus continues by mocking Arius' family, saying sarcastically that they, too, would speak this way. This is insulting to Arius because he is of low birth, the descendant of freed slaves. This is indicated by Catullus's specifying his free uncle, which could imply that there is another uncle who is a slave, or that this uncle used to be one. Arius's strange accent was a result of the style of the day, with those of low birth like Arius overemphasizing the style in order to compensate for their otherwise rustic speech. Arius is generally accepted by scholars to be the Quintus Arius mentioned by Cicero as an orator of low birth and poor parts. Cicero wrote that this man rose well above his abilities as an orator, and described him as bombastic. The mention of Arius being sent to Syria towards the middle of the poem also requires some explanation. Most likely, Arius was taken on as a public servant, possibly because his friend Crassus was the governor of Syria at the time. With his disappearance, the urbane men of Rome, like Catullus, evidently let out a collective sigh of relief. However, this relief was short-lived, as news arrived that the name of the Ionian Sea had been changed to the Hyonian. This is hyperbole for comedic effect, which shows how pervasive Arius's ridiculous speech had become. The closest modern equivalent to Arius's accent is the tendency some people have to aspirate an H before W, leading to what becoming what, and Y becoming why. In American English, this is a remnant of British influence, and shows how some people change language to make themselves sound of a higher class. I think it is important to keep in mind that this poem is not meant to be strictly historical or biographical, but instead serves a larger purpose of mocking those who speak in a highly affected way, with Arius being the unfortunate target Catullus points at. This poem is so amusing because it shows off playfulness of language not usually seen in Latin poetry. It is not elaborate or particularly grand, but the cleverness of Catullus's insults really make the poem very engaging, especially because it's so relatable to even today. Comedy still makes fun of the same tendency, like in the TV show Family Guy, with its famous cool whip sketch. It also shows a side of Catullus that his love of poetry does not. He possesses a sarcastic wit that surely won him as many friends as enemies. This kind of attitude is rare in writing from antiquity, and I think it deserves special notice for that quality. Arius was saying kohmoda if whenever he was meaning to say komoda, and whenever he was meaning to say insidias, he said hinsidias. And then he used to flatter himself by thinking that he was speaking amazingly, and so he said hinsidias as much as possible. I do believe thus his mother, his freed uncle, and his maternal grandmother and grandfather said it this way. With Arius eventually being sent into Syria, everyone's ears could finally rest. They were hearing these same words more lightly and gently, and they were not fearing such an accent for themselves afterwards, when suddenly horrible news arrived. The Ionian waves, after Arius went there, are no longer the Ionian, but the Hyonian. Kohmoda dicebat, si quando commoda velet, dicere, et insidias Arius hinsidias, et tu mirifice sperabat sese locutum, cum quantum poterat dixerat hinsidias. Credo, sic mater, sic liber avunculus eus, sic maternus avus, dixerat at quavia. Hoc miso in Syriam requierant omnibus aures, adibant eadem haec, leniter et leviter. Nec sibi postilla metuebant talia verba, cum subita fertur nuntius horribilis. Ionios fluctus, post quiluc Arius iset, iam non Ionios esse, sed Hyonios.